welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the 29th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in leadership in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching today is entitled, Let Him In.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Be dressed, ready for service, and keep your lamps burning, like servants waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will dress himself to serve, will have them recline at the table, and will come and wait on them. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them ready, even if he comes in the middle of the night or toward daybreak. Someone's knocking at the door. Somebody's ringing the bell. Someone's knocking at the door. Somebody's ringing the bell. Do me a favor. Open the door and let him in. That's an oldie for sure. Paul McCartney wrote Let Him In 1976. And today, I'm wondering if whether Mr. McCartney was inspired by our verses from the Gospel of Luke today. Be dressed, ready for service, and keep your lamps lit, waiting for the master's knock on return from a wedding feast. It is a striking image to think of the door, someone on either side of it. You know, in that juxtaposition, both are no longer far off. As proclaimed in our passage from Ephesians today, rather, the two are brought near by the blood of Christ. The two are drawn to the same door by Christ. Baptized, standing on the inside of the door, baptized as priest, prophet, and king, we recognize the garments that we have on as servant. We've been wearing them. The garment of blessing, of truth, and of only for the good. In readiness and in the clarity of the light we hold, we open that door to the Christ. We open the door to Christ as stranger, as poor, as enemy, as the accused and condemned. There, in that open door, a reversal occurs. As the stranger, the poor, the accused and condemned, walking across the threshold, they come near and are no longer far off. Each of us receiving in that reversal, the reconciling with God into one body. We now draw near to each other, crossing the threshold into one household. Surprise! Answering the knock brings the wedding feast into the house. The one household no longer far off from any other, and the rich food and celebratory joy of the wedding being served at this shared table. It fills each member with meaning, purpose, and joy. Friends, we are poised with our hand on the knob, dressed in the servant's garments of blessing, truth, and only good. Our lamps are lit, and we can see clearly to simply let them in.